And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Okay, thank you very much. Back here for this Tuesday. Hope you've all had a wonderful time at the warm-up and enjoying the free food that we've passed out here before the show.
Well, tied around, I think. Hello, Bob and Ray.
Hi, Wally. Roy
Blue speaking.
Sure enough.
Hey, have I ever got an idea for a new show?
Yeah?
I don't know why I didn't think of it before this, being a man of the street reporter like I've been. But how do you like this for a title? Have Mike Will Travel. See, it's a story of a fighting, roving reporter like myself.
Oh, you mean this would be dramatized?
Yeah. And every week would be a different episode. You see, it's based on the old thing, have Tux and Travel.
Oh, yeah. Well,
see, the title alone ought to sell it, hasn't it?
Well, it's a good title, but it's been used, though. Not by Mike, but Have Gun Will Travel has been on for a good many years now.
Oh.
See? I think that's probably where you heard it, and, you know, it's working on
your subconscious,
you know? Right?
Oh, I couldn't use it then.
So you haven't got the world on a string like you thought, Wally.
No, I'm rather dejected, though.
You look lugubrious, too.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way all about it, I guess.
See you around, buddy.
Yeah, I got a class at the trainees school anyway.
Okay. Tonight. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Well,
I don't know what he was going to say, but I had to close the door.
Thought he had a good idea.
What?
Thought I had a good idea there.
Yeah, no, we'll forget it, because...
What?
I said forget it. Okay, we believe you. Anything else you want to say?
No, I guess that's all there is.
To it, I guess you're going to say.
To it.
Okay, all right. Well, he's gone, isn't he?
Yeah, Graham is here.
Come on, Doctor.
Continue your talk.
Sit down, Doctor. Please
don't have a chair, Doctor.
Oh, all right. Okay.
This seemed to be itching.
You noticed that. I noticed those nasty welts on your arm, Doctor. We put you up at the Bob and Ray Hotel overnight.
Yes.
And
there is an expression for a place like that.
What's that?
Flea bag.
I was afraid you'd say that. Other than that, though, no complaints. The food is...
Food was first rate.
Continental, certainly. Mm-hmm. And everything else is okay. Well, Doctor, the reason, of course, we had you stay was that we could hardly get the cover. Get the...
I got him.
Good. We could just about pry the lid off the amazing story that has been taking place in your backyard.
Phone rang all morning.
Where do you live, Doctor?
I lived in Braintree, Massachusetts.
In Braintree? That's a curious name. Do you know how that came about?
An old English name, I think.
Well, let's get back now to the story.
England, I'm told.
Let's get back now to the story that you were telling us yesterday about the Martians. Were they Martians?
That I don't know.
You don't know what?
I only know they were from another planet.
You're not sure they're from another planet?
I know they were from another planet. They said so.
Oh, but they didn't say which.
They didn't say which, no.
Well, could you describe the ship for us, Dr. Graham, please? Incidentally, are you a physician, doctor?
No. That's just an honorary title I give myself.
Do you have MD on your license?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you shouldn't be doing that. It's giving yourself a little too much honor.
That's
I don't mean to criticize you, doctor, but if you're not a legitimate doctor, you shouldn't have the title, nor should you have it on your license plate.
Well,
MD.
If you call me here to
pick
me apart,
no,
that isn't my understanding of my being invited here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would at least be treated nicely.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, let's get back to your story. When did this happen?
This happened October 23rd.
All right. And was that the first time you'd ever seen these ships from another planet?
Yes, it was.
Did you talk to them? What did you say, and what did they say to you, please?
I said, hello. And,
what did they say?
They didn't answer in so many words.
Were they armed in any way? Did they have a
gun? Didn't appear to be, no.
Did they appear to be friendly?
They smiled all the time, and I smiled back.
Did anyone else witness this with you? In other words, do you have someone to support your story? How about your war department, your wife?
No, the missus wasn't there.
She wasn't?
Oh, I was alone at the time.
Doctor, do you drink at all?
Occasionally, yes.
But only socially?
Yes.
And, well, what would you consider social drinking? Because I'm a little curious about you now.
Well, 7 or 8.
Okay, that does it. Dr. Al Graham.
Come on,
obviously.
Well, that's quite a...
You better get the end of your license plate, too. That's my advice to you, Doctor.
Oh, man, have we ever been taken in again.
And to think that we gave up that $7 room last night.
Oh, we could have used that. Oh,
hired it out.
It certainly gets my goat.
Now,
Hey,
what?
Wait a second. Did you see where that note from Wally Ballou went?
Well,
I had it here a minute ago.
Oh, this one here, you mean?
Yeah, let's see. It says, if you'll plug the World News Roundup and the World Tonight, my boss says he'll get you on either show if you make news. Signed affectionately, Wally.
He's still a trainee correspondent for CBS News.
Right.
He said he's going to school tonight.
But I can't think of any news we're about to make that's earth-shaking enough to get us on either of those shows, can you?
Not in the spur of the moment. Besides, everybody listens to him already. Don't see any need to give him a plug.
Well, we might say something brief that won't do any harm, and it'll make Wally look good to his boss, you know?
All right, well, how's this? Hear the World News Roundup each morning. The World Tonight, each evening on CBS Radio. The best informed people do that very thing.
Well, I think that tells the story. Oh, and Wally, if you're listening, that spot just cost you 1,700 fish. Right? Right.
Welcome to another edition of After Hours, the late night TV show starring Hack Park and myself, Eustace Dove. And now, the star of our show, Hack Park.
Well, hi, and welcome to the little giant of a show we've got going here. I'm sorry if I was a bit late getting out here. Just before the show started, I was backstage trying to find a friend.
I think what Hack meant was he had an actual appointment, you see.
Thank you, dear heart. Well, Eustace, the folks out there sound like a real convention crowd, don't they?
Actually, Hack, very few people know this, but there isn't a convention person in our audience tonight.
Really? Well, then what would you call that man on the first row down there, the one wearing a fez?
Hack, the world is shrinking every day with the advent of commercial aviation. One can now fly from continent to continent with ease and security. Already, they...
Oh, they're your people, Eustace. Go.
The stream of the jet airliner hangs over many nations and will one day encompass the world. The people all over this globe of ours still cling to their mores, customs, and modes of dress. So, Hack, the gentleman down there in a fez may very well be an Algerian person.
What a wild guy!
Hack, I've got a long way to go before I can ever come close to. Well, all I can say is, when the great boom mic in the sky is lowered, it'll be in front of your mouth, not mine.
Well, let's hope so, Eustace. It took me a long time to get where I am today, and I wouldn't want any mix-ups. Incidentally, Eustace, have you got the latest ratings on my little shindig?
Hack, you've done it. Ratings show that 100% of the people watching television watch your show.
My show? Come on, Eustace. You're kidding,
aren't you? No, I'm sincere about this, Hack.
You mean everybody watches this show?
Well, I mean a couple of scientists are listening for radio signals from our satellites, but other than that, you've got them all.
Hey, Eustace. You know, what really would be great, I got a wild idea here.
I think we'd all like to hear it.
Well, if I could make this an 8-hour show, say from 9 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, well, with everybody glued to their sets, not going to work, can you imagine the blow this little show of ours could deal the economy of this country? It'd be wild, Eustace.
Oh, but Hack, knowing you...
Oh, I wouldn't do it or anything like that, dear heart. It was just a wild idea up the top. Well, I mean, I wouldn't do it during this tense period.
Hack, do you think you could do 8 hours a day, 7 days a week? I think you could.
Well, it would mean the discovery of a lot of new talent.
That's right, Hack.
Yes, but I'd have to leave my home too often with a schedule like that. And you know how I hate to leave my home, Eustace. I kid you not.
I know. Well, Hack, you want to do any fruit and vegetable jokes now? The West Coast would be happy if you did. They're leaving us.
Oh, well, don't go away. We'll be back.
Time for Bob and Ray Lucky phone call, isn't it?
Yes.
Haven't had one this month yet. And our call today goes to Mr. Emerson N. Partee of Snohomish, Washington.
Operator, will you get that, please?
I think the phone will be ringing. It is now. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello. Is this the residence of Mr. Emerson N. Partee of Snohomish, Washington?
Yes, it is.
It's Bob and Ray with another lucky phone call, Mr. Partee.
Hey, hello? Bob and Ray with a lucky phone.
Partee is telling his wife, I guess, about it.
I don't know what we get. Wait a minute.
Calling from New York City, Mr. Partee.
Well, wonderful. Gee, we're just delighted.
Were you listening to our show?
No, we weren't. We're just finishing dinner here.
Wonderful. What were you doing while we were calling you?
Finishing dinner.
Uh-huh.
We were just finishing dinner when the phone rang.
Who's there with you, Mr. Partee?
Just Helen and the little fella.
Your wife and family with you?
Yes, they're right here. I just said we finished dinner, and my wife, Helen, and the little fella are here.
Do you have any children, sir?
Yes, one.
A boy or girl?
It's a boy, little fella. I just...
Wonderful.
Said a second ago. Well, while Helen and the little fella are running around in circles here.
Well, I guess they're pretty happy that we singled you out for our Bob and Ray Lucky phone call.
Yes, they are, and I might say I am, too. They want me to ask you what we win.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Partee?
I'm a baker here in Snohomish.
Wonderful. Do they still give baker's dozens in bake shops?
No, not like they used to. No, when you order a dozen now, you just get 12.
Just 12,
Mr.
but I guess that's still legal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
He just asked me if we get bacon stuff.
Well, now, I guess you realize the... you realize the significance in a lucky phone call from us, the fact that out of millions of phones are listed in the various directories we have here in the studio...
Well, the population of America is almost 200 million.
Right.
And when you consider that out of all those people, I don't know how many have telephones, but a good portion of them, to think that you've selected my name. Wow.
He's pretty excited, Ray, telling his wife and the little fellow there. Did you say you had a little boy or a little girl?
I had a little boy. I thought I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
A little fella.
Wonderful. And you're a baker.
Well,
and,
look... I don't want to
sitting around having your dinner,
I want to finish my dinner.
It's all right, we're
we have an upside down cake for dessert, and I love it.
Did you make that at your bake shop?
No, my wife made it at home.
She finds that she still likes to cook at home, even though you could have all of those products from your own shop.
I have a funny feeling that you're not saying. What do we win?
Well, sir, here's what we have for you, in case the Bob and Ray Trophy Train reaches Snohomish. We are sending you by airmail a coupon good for 10 cents off the regular admission price of $1.65. In other words, you'll be able to get in to see the Bob and Ray Trophy Train, all the trophies on it, for $1.55 instead of the usual modest $1.65. So you really are lucky, sir.
Well,
and
I'm getting 10 cents from these.
I hope that we'll meet up with you sometime in person.
I'd like to meet up with you, stay in about 10 minutes, if at all possible.
About all the time we can take on the phone, but thank you, Mr. Puppy, for talking with us. I know he was very happy.
Wonderful, Bob. I'm excited, too.
And we'll get a note to send that coupon out.
We will. And we'll have the sound of an unusual creature in just 10 seconds.
All right. Here then is the sound of an unusual creature.
Till tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
On the CBS Radio Network. City Editor's Report next on KNX AM and FM, CBS Radio Los Angeles.